Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we're taking your calls for the final hour. We open the show right off the heels of the All-Star game. You heard the clip right there. Pete Alonso, in my mind, still could have been the MVP of the game. And of course, because Aaron Boone and the rest of the dopey American League, in that matter, MLB, did not put a better product on the field for the final three home run contestants, which I thought overall, the end of the game was actually pretty awesome. I love the format of a tie game. You have three swings off of three batters to hit as many home runs as you can. Each team picks three hitters, and for the American League, they just know they have Cal Raleigh, they have Aaron Judge. Now, I know both started the game, but it's just one of the, so they want to get out. They're probably in street clothes by then, but I'm sure there's a lot of Met fans right now who are annoyed that the Yankees couldn't give you better than an 11 home run hitter from Tampa Bay to try and make sure that after the three home runs from Schwarber that Pete Alonso had an opportunity to win that game for the National League. He hit a three-run home run earlier. I still think that's a little bit more difficult than hitting three swings at batting practice fastballs to hit them out. But ultimately, really cool ending that is still screaming, why the hell? Like, this is the take from the game for me. It's a great moment. I thought the format brought a lot of drama. The Yankees. I know Aaron Boone was the manager. That idiot! A dopey Aaron Boone not picking the right three guys. But the American League comes back. They're down 5-0. Pete Alonso hits the home run to put them up 5. They tie the game 6-6 in the ninth. And they go to this format. And again, it's just the slam dunk contest, the home run derby. And yet here again we are, in a final moment. Now, the National League did do a better job of it. They had at least Schwarber, and they had Pete Alonso ready and locked and loaded to end it. But no Ohtani. How is Judge and Ohtani not part of these events? And again, this is in the game. It's not the day before. They're not taking 100 swings. It's three swings. Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge need to be promoting the sport. That moment would have felt so much different. If the stars of the game, and I understand, again, Schwarber, I wouldn't call him a star of the game, but a predominant home run hitter, and certainly one of the better home run hitters of this generation. Pete Alonso, clearly one of the better home run hitters of this generation, but not, you know, Ohtani. And in Atlanta, not Acuna. And for the American League, they have Cal Raleigh, who has been the talk of this entire thing, debating whether or not he's the MVP. And we got to get to that over the next couple days, because the answer is he's not. Believe it or not, the Yankee shill thinks Aaron Judge is the MVP of the league. But you've got Judge, who is the predominant home run hitter of this generation, the best overall hitter of the generation, and along with Ohtani, the faces of Major League Baseball. And they're sitting it out in the biggest moments to go promote the sport. Instead, we're watching a Rosarena and Stowers. Like, why are we not watching the best players do this? It drove me up a wall despite the idea that I loved what was going on. I thought it was a real excellent way to end the game. I don't think it's, and I'm sure many people want to bring this into the regular season because they hate the extra inning rule that currently exists. No, this is not a proper way to end a game, a real game that matters. You can't do it. But as far as an exhibition and this All-Star game, I thought the excitement was great. I thought Pete Alonso had a big game. I think he should have still been the MVP with the 3-run home run as opposed to the moment there from Schwarber. But ultimately, we were denied the ability to see if Pete Alonso could come through because a guy from Tampa Bay with 11 home runs, this was the anchor of the American League team. And it was both cool and frustrating all at once. But I thought it was as good a format ender as we've seen in any of these games. I thought it really worked. You got to get a tie game to have it happen, but I thought it really worked. And a bunch of different things from the All-Star game. Obviously, Pete Alonso with the 3-run home run, both Aaron Judge and Lindor go 0-for-2. But we all collectively, at least for the New York Yankee fan especially, when Suarez gets hit on the hand, I mean, that's the only thing about this. Suarez is without question the biggest bat as of right now. Now, who knows what eventually happens. But Suarez, of the third baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks, is the premier offensive bat right now that seems to be out on the trade market. Especially here in New York, there's a lot of connections. Even in the opening thing, the idea of where they're in the diner or whatever, you've got Rodon and Fried sitting there, and Suarez is kind of like looking at them and waving. Even MLB is playing into the idea that the dude is going to get traded and possibly to the New York Yankees. And he takes a fastball off the hands and he's like, oh my God. How is that possible? You got Clayton Kershaw saying, take that, big dumper. That's what going to break. You got, I don't know if I love the pitcher. A couple years ago, I think at Dodger Stadium, it was great with the Yankee battery. Where you had Nestor Cortez pitching, and they were going through the pitch sequence together. This one kind of sucked. It wasn't very good. It's an interesting idea. It's much like the interviews on the field. Like these guys, Skubal seemed like he was interested in it up until he got in trouble, and then certainly he hadn't. Once he gets in trouble, he doesn't want to be embarrassed on the mound at the All-Star game. He's no longer interested in talking to the broadcast. But it was overall, I thought the ceremony for Hank Aaron was really well done. Watching the video of him at first I thought it was going to be bad. Like they put up, it almost looked like an old Atari video game with just like the silhouettes around the bases of a dark screen. But then it got the fireworks sent off for the home run call and the actual video of him rounding the bases on the field. I thought that was actually pretty cool. And then the game came down to a comeback, 4 in the 7th, 2 in the 9th. Get that final run on an infield single off Diaz, and you head into this really cool format that had a great moment and set up for a big-time situation, and instead, you're throwing out nobodies, and I hate to say that, but nobodies instead of Aaron Judge or Cal Raleigh, the two biggest home run hitters, the talk of the town, the MVP race. You could have had those two guys, the guys who are fighting for the MVP of the American League. 38 home runs from a catcher at the All-Star break, second only to Barry Bonds. And Aaron Judge, the predominant home run hitter of this generation. And instead, we're getting a Rosarena. And mainly, you could blame Boone for it. You can blame whoever you want. Judge and Ohtani don't want any part of it, just like they don't want no part of the All-Star game. They're done. They came out of the game in the third inning. They were inside. They were showered. They were in street clothes. They don't want to do this. And as much as I understand that, to me, and this is where we can get on Aaron Judge a little bit, and Ohtani, Major League Baseball has made Ohtani he signed a $700 million contract. Aaron Judge makes $40 million a year. Baseball has been very good to them. And the idea they can't hang around, and I'm not making a big deal out of it because ultimately it's an exhibition, but these are the moments you're trying to promote this sport. Now, he's done a lot. They're both going to be in the World Baseball Classic. You know, Ohtani has obviously been in the World Baseball Classic. I'm not saying they owe every second of their careers to try and promote the sport, but the All-Star game, if you're going to go, can you sit through the game and make sure that you're one of these three guys, and apparently they're picked before the game starts? Can't you make sure you're one of these three guys so that if that moment, that drama is created for Major League Baseball, you could have a moment that maybe transcends and we remember forever? Like, maybe I'm thinking too much into it. Maybe I'm overreacting to just an exhibition. But it just seems like if you're going to have this, and you're going to make decisions like picking up a starter who's made five starts because he's a young phenom fireballer. That's why I was mad about Soto. I wasn't as mad as Sal was mad. I wasn't boycotting it. But Soto absolutely should be an All-Star. He's got the biggest contract in professional sports. He's a household name. He plays in the biggest market. He's been in the biggest market for both teams in the biggest market. Him in the offseason was the story of the offseason. That contract was the story of the offseason. He is along with Judge and Ohtani. I mean, and maybe Trout, not anymore, but at one point Trout, like he is, and Harper, like these are the faces of baseball. If you've got a 900 OPS and you are a face of baseball and you make, you know, $765 million, your ass belongs in the game. And your ass belongs in the biggest moments of the game when they're trying to create this drama. And it's annoying that we continue to have this discussion, right? It felt like all week we were talking about how to fix the All-Star game. Well, they came up with a great format that I think everybody got into, and it was a great moment. And instead, we're not watching the best players. And it's the same thing with the G League guy winning the slam dunk contest and nobody really caring about participating in the home run derby. Nobody playing defense. Obviously, the NHL last year really found something special with this, you know, country tournament, but we were trying all week to fix the All-Star game. Everyone's coming up with ideas. Oh, bunt contest. Oh, this contest. Hard throw contest. Oh, this contest. That contest. Instead, we have the All-Star game. They rally back to throw it to extras. We have this incredible contest that really felt like we were getting some real juice out of it, and the Stars don't want to be a part of it. 888-808-1019. And obviously we got the Sauce Gardner contract. Back-to-back days where the New York Jets making some noise after a quiet offseason of damn near hearing nothing except an angry head coach yelling at everybody. I shouldn't say yelling at everybody, but seemed to be annoyed at every question. Trying to build some sort of, you know, chemistry, build some sort of culture with this Jet organization after one of just, believe it or not, one of the worst years in franchise history, considering how bad this history has been. The longest playoff, longest drought without playoffs in professional sports. Last year was that ugly, firing Saleh, the Aaron Rodgers experiment, everything that goes along with it. This new coach, this new GM came into this offseason and felt like they were desperate to keep it quiet. And then two big stories that kind of shaped their team by signing their best offensive weapon 2 days ago and yesterday bringing Sauce Gardner back in for another long-term contract, an extension, making him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. And I feel like it is, despite him having a quote-unquote down year, which was still pretty damn good, yes, he's only had three interceptions. Is he the best cornerback in the league? I wouldn't say so at the moment, but he certainly has that ability. I do consider him a shutdown corner. And the New York Jets, who are desperate to build something, just told their team, just told their entire organization that we believe in our best players and we're going to pay them. And they don't owe them anything. Muji didn't draft them. They've never coached them. These are two guys from a previous regime looking to get paid off of seasons that these two men had nothing to do with. And the New York Jets said, this is what we do. You want to be a part of the solution? You don't want to run from things? Both Wilson and Sauce Gardner have made their desire and made it known they want to be here and be a part of turning this thing around. And instead of going into this wondering about their contracts and being asked questions about their contracts and the distraction of contracts and who knows, maybe missing practices and holdouts or whatever else might have been coming down the pike. I'm not saying it was necessarily, but maybe, who knows. And instead, they solve all of their issues. They bring in their best offensive weapon, their best, arguably, their best defensive player in a shutdown corner. You make them happy, and you let everybody in that room know, if you are a good player and you want to be here, you're going to be here. And as far as culture, not only are they trying to build a team, but they're trying to start something fresh here and get rid of the LOL Jets and get rid of this team being a laughingstock. Instead of watching good players leave, good players unhappy, good players complaining about contracts, they're all together. Everybody's bought in. Sauce Gardner and now Garrett Wilson are completely behind this group, completely locked in with this new GM, locked in with this new head coach, and ready to go try and build a winner. And I think you could argue that, hey, why not make Sauce Gardner play another year? Last year was a down year. And hey, if we're being really savvy, and I think this is fair too, if you're being really savvy as a business organization, I'm not sure Justin Fields can throw the football all that well. We're planning for with this offensive line and Justin Fields' skill set and the tandem in the backfield and the idea that, you know, this coach probably wants to bring in a little bit of a smash mouth football and win at the line of scrimmage and beat the guy in front of you and other culture building kind of cliches you hear from football coaches, and especially like Dan Campbell, which is where he came from in his previous job as the defensive coordinator out in Detroit. I don't know what kind of numbers Wilson's going to have. I don't know what kind of passing attack they're going to have. He might have a great year. He might have a down year. He might have a successful year, but the numbers won't be there considering the type of offense they play. And maybe you wait for years, numbers go down, the contract gets lighter. Instead, no. We believe in you. We want you here. We need you as part of this offense. We need you locked in. We need you bought in. And they brought back both of their players. And now, you know, Jermaine Johnson is still waiting for his money. But ultimately, this, to me, two very positive moves from the Jets, two moves that scream just no, you know, just scream consistency.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Scream continuity. Scream new culture, new life, new organization. No distractions, no money talk. We pay our players who deserve it, and they're ready to go to business. I think this was really positive moves from the New York Jets to do right before, what are we, a week or so away from camp? So big move from the New York Jets. We've done a lot over the last couple days about looking forward to the baseball season. We still have two more five-hour midnight rides to do that as well. A little bit of All-Star game, a little bit of Jets, a little bit of Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees at the trade deadline, same as the Mets and David Stearns. So all that on the table here for the final 40 minutes. Let's get to the calls. 888-808-1019. And, of course, music. And I found the infomercial that I was talking about. And I was wrong about Chicago. It's not the band Chicago and Saturday in the Park. It's the song, I Heard Your Mama Cry the Very Same Night That Chicago Died. And it goes right into Rock Me Gently. Rock me slowly. So a lot of old music here, but whatever's on the table for the next 40 minutes. Actually, I'm getting the break sign. We're going to come right out of the break and get right to the phone calls. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for 40 more minutes as we take you to the warm-up show. We'll be right back on The Fan. Got to figure out about Max Fried. Looking forward to seeing if he can stay healthy with the blister. And yeah, again, the moment of Suarez getting hurt, getting hit in the hand. Scary, because right now it seems like they are really hot and heavy after him. At least that's what everybody's saying. We'll see if that's the big-time upgrade at third base for the New York Yankees. And then, of course, the Mets, their pitching got healthy right before the break. You got to see Senga in the last series. You got to see Minaya pitch in the last series. Take two out of three from Kansas City, and looking forward to kind of, you know, getting things going again in the second half. And you also got Vientos with big hits, which is probably bigger than any of that, quite honestly, with the way this team is hit with runners in scoring positions. But we have a lot more time for baseball. So still reaction to the All-Star game last night. A little bit of fun with the music. And then, of course, the Jets and the signing of the extension, rather, of Sauce Gardner. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Shane in Mount Vernon. What's up, Shane?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for making it, Shane.
Yes. So my call is about the World Baseball Classic. And I have an idea about the timing of it. So the major problem with it now is it's in March. So, you know, pitchers aren't in form. They can get hurt. And it's competing marketing with, you know, college basketball and the NBA and hockey. So my idea is to move the World Baseball Classic and play the games during the All-Star break, mm-hmm. and then you're asking, well, it's 2 weeks. What do you do about the rest of the regular season games?
Mm-hmm.
You'd still play the rest of the regular season games, but what you would do is you would make them exhibition games so they don't count towards the standings, so everybody can still, you know, stay in form.
Wait. I'm confused. What?
Yeah.
You play what? What games? You're talking about so it would be just the select players that go play for the World Baseball Classic, and the rest of the teams would still play the games while the World Baseball Classic is going on?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know. That's really tough. The Yankees are going to play without Aaron Judge. I'm going to call it exhibitions.
Yeah. The idea would be you want to market the game globally, but you also want to keep the players. You know, you can't just have two weeks of no baseball,
right? Well, that's exactly what you would have to do. That's what they do for hockey with the Olympics. And Zoo is telling me that Major League Baseball is trying to get into the Olympics. Now, you can have an Olympic baseball team. You can have a World Baseball Classic every couple of years. That's a lot. Now, the problem with the World Baseball Classic is that playing it at the All-Star break, because they would have to have a two-week break. That's it. You would play the two-week tournament, no baseball for 2 weeks. Baseball resumes when it's over. They're not going to play meaningless games. Not going to play games that the wins and losses don't matter while the World Baseball Classic is going on. They're not. They'll all go down to their training facilities. They'll work out. They're not going to play games. But the problem with that is you don't want anyone hurt for the second half of the season. As much as you don't want anyone hurt at all, unless it's a devastating injury, like unfortunately Diaz got at the last World Baseball Classic, like at least it's the beginning of the season. right? If you pull a hamstring or something, or you do something where it costs you 2-3 months, you still have the second half of the season. You get hurt at the All-Star break. You do something somewhat significant and you miss two months. That's your season. That's the rest of the year. That's into the postseason. They're not going to do that. They're not going to play meaningful games where guys are out there trying to win a championship for their country in the middle of the All-Star break. So it's not going to happen. Now, I don't know how the Olympics would work. Hockey takes the time off, or at least did. I know they don't want to do it anymore, but...
I know I saw Manfred talking about it, where he kind of said basically they are looking into it. So I wouldn't necessarily think that it's going to happen, but it could. And I really think if the players have anything to say, you're going to see them fight for it.
Yeah.
And with the amount of guys that are going to go, like probably you say, I think there's 8 teams that make it. I mean, if you take Japan, you take the U.S., you take... one of like Dominican Republic, sure, or Puerto Rico. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if all of those teams can make it, but at least 3 of those 4 will be there. I mean, you're talking about losing a lot of guys at once, and you can't keep the game going.
No.
You got to stop. You got to stop it for whatever it is, 2 weeks. Who cares?
I hate that idea, but I mean, it's possible.
I mean, I'm more for that than I am for... Honestly, I would rather them allow these guys to compete in the Olympics than continue to do this stupid World Baseball Classic.
I just don't... The Olympics in the middle of the summer, though. Like, that's... I just hate that. I'm afraid of getting hurt, right? I'd rather get hurt in March. That's all I think of.
I'd rather
get hurt in March.
No, I'm with you on that, and I get it, but it's just...
And the rest of the world takes it just as seriously as the Olympics. Like, Japan takes it just as seriously as the Olympics. Like, they're out to win this thing.
But do the players?
I think so, yeah.
And do you think that if a player could win a gold medal?
No, I understand that, but I think everywhere but the United States, yes. I think the way Japan treats it is yes. It's a stage to prove that they're as good as the United States. Like that's, or they're as good as any other country in the world. I do think most players in the tournament, maybe not here, but most of the players in the tournament do treat it like the Olympics. But we'll see. I don't like that idea. And I'll tell you the other thing with Major League Baseball, and this is for another day. I am terrified of the fight coming up in a year at the end of the 26th season. I'm terrified of this fight coming. You're already hearing reports the owners are really pushing for a salary cap. This is going to be the fight for the salary cap. And they want a floor with it, and they'll try to explain. And listen, I all think a floor would be good, but the players are just dead set against the cap. And this is going to be a legitimate... Like, I'm worried we are going to miss baseball games, which sucks. It just absolutely sucks. It makes me sick to my stomach. I'm a big baseball guy. I love the 162. I love baseball season. The idea that we are going to miss games fighting over this nonsense after what we went through a couple years ago, it's going to drive me absolutely crazy. But I can just see it coming now. Like, this is going to be a big-time knock-em-out, drag-em-out fight, and we are going to miss games over a salary cap. And in the end, I don't even know if they get it.
No, and I don't think they will. The players are going to fight that to the end.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, this is my thought in my head. This schedule is getting shrunk no matter what we want. What we want, if we want 162, it's not going to be that forever. And my thought is, why not just kick it down 20 games or so, start the playoffs in September, and then have 8 teams on each side, 7-game series every round.
Blasphemy. I'm not cutting down a single game. I want 162. If they're going to change anything, I want 163.
Ooh.
Screw this. I love baseball. I want every single game. And they're not going to get rid of the gates. I don't think the owner... You think everyone's going to have to take less money. I don't think they're cutting down the season at all. I really don't. Now, you can make more money in the postseason. I understand what you're saying. You play more postseason games. But I don't know if... I still don't think they would cut down the 162. 888-808-1019. Dave in Brooklyn wants to talk about something I haven't even mentioned yet about the All-Star game. What's up, Dave?
Well, let me just quickly say what's better than 163 is 164.
100%. Play 200 games. I'm not kidding. Play a 200-game schedule. I'm on board. I love baseball.
Right. Now I have to bring this up about the All-Star, about the challenging the umpire. It was dramatic. It was fun.
It was quick.
It was so fast.
So fast.
And did you notice how of it?
I think it works. I think it works.
I think it's great. Honestly, I think it's a step in the right direction because, you know me, the real direction is no umpire at all. that's what I want.
Right.
But because, you know, because I just hate the fight within the fight. You know, you're coming, you know, the Aaron Boone's pacemaker is going to come out of his chest. I mean, he has done everything to fight for Aaron Judge's strikes. Right? So he's gone to the American League president. Nothing helps. These umpires, I don't even think they even care that they're being upstaged about how often they're wrong. Mm. I just don't want it in their hands, period, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you can't. You know, I hear you, Dave. You can't just take it. I mean, well, listen, the automated strike zone, if it comes and not just the replay that they're doing in the game, if you don't know that, if you don't know what he's talking about, you didn't watch the game last night, what they're doing in the minor leagues and what they tried in spring training, they did in the All-Star game last night, it happened a couple different times, you can challenge a strike call. You just tap your helmet. It's a real quick look. It's within 30 seconds. They have it up on the screen. They show it inside the zone or outside the zone. It worked really efficiently. It makes a lot of sense. I kind of like that. Now, eventually, you might just get to the thing where the strike zone is just automated. The computer just, the umpire will be behind home plate because you still have to have umpires for the base paths. But there'll still be a home plate umpire. He'll get a buzz. The way they do it is you would get a buzz for a strike. And that's it. The call is not made by the umpire. He's just relaying what the computer told him through buzzes in his pocket. So that's ultimately maybe where it's going. But so I guess the strike zone could be taken out of the umpire's hand completely. But you still, I like the idea of the human element. I do. Like, I don't know. I'm torn on it. I want the right calls. I do. But I also don't want to see humans taken out of the game. I mean, I don't know. I'm mixed on it, I have to admit. It's one of those things where right now, sitting here today at 4:37, I go, I don't want it. And then in a big playoff game, when it's a ball 3 inches off the plate and it's called a strike against Aaron Judge, I'm going to be like, God, remember, why the hell don't we have an automated strike zone yet? So I get it. I get it. Ultimately, I want the calls right, but I don't know. Phil and Howell, what's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up? You know, baseball is controversy. That's what it is. I like the human element. I wasn't in favor of the DH. You know, but it's worked out pretty well. But, you know, as far as like, I'm just, you know, I like the automated system, but I like it where you only get a certain amount of challenges to challenge it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's the way I look at it.
And I think the challenge makes sense, and especially it works so quickly, but we'll see. If they go full bore more than that and just take the strike zone right out of the umpire's hand.
Right. I think just one thing quick on the Mets. I think they need to acquire a good defensive third baseman. I think Arenado would be a really good fit for them. I mean, you know, he's not the hitter that he was. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can bat him like lower in in the lineup, like sixth, seventh, you know, in the sixth, seventh spot. And, it would like improve that bottom of the lineup because that seems to be really weak at times.
Well, yeah, I mean, he would be an improvement, no doubt. Right now they're playing Oswald Peraza. So he is absolutely a major and a step up. Now, defensively, he's still great. Peraza's so good that I would still have to call Nolan Arenado an upgrade, even though he's older. But Peraza's really good defensively. I'm looking for a guy who can play defense. But obviously a little bit of offense. I mean, he fits in. The problem is, there are other guys who have been as good offensively and can still play the position defensively and make a lot less money and aren't on the books for the next 2 years. Now, it's control. So Cashman is typically more comfortable trading for guys under control, where Suarez would be a rental. But I'm trying to see what he did against left-handed pitching. Left-handed pitching, he has a 720 OPS. I was hoping it would be better than that. Because the Yankees could really use some help against left-handed pitching, and I would have felt a lot better about Nolan Arenado if he was crushing, you know, if he was struggling against right-handed pitching and crushing left-handed pitching, which he is. He's hitting, his OPS is 682 against right-handed pitching and 720 against left-handed pitching. I was hoping for an 800 or above OPS against lefties. It's just the money. It's not. It's an upgrade. I'd be okay with it, I guess. But I think I'd rather. It depends on what you have to give up and what they're asking for Suarez. The rumors right now, and this is what you always hear, like the thought is right now, they're asking for the moon and stars. They want Schlittler, or they want Spencer Jones, or they want your top prospects. And for a rental, even though he has 33, 34 home runs, I just don't know if a rental is going to get that kind of prospect. And I don't think Cashman, and this is where we, you know, Yankee fans have to ask themselves the question, because I see it all over social media, and I hear it with the Yankee fans I talk to. Right now, Spencer Jones leads the minor leagues in home runs. He is absolutely killing it. He's gone to AAA and taken off even further. He was killing it in AA, went to AAA, and is dominating. Now, do you want to trade for half a season of a third baseman? Are you willing to trade your possible starting center fielder for the next however many years, who strikes out a bit, no doubt, has a high strikeout rate? This year it's been down a little bit. If he can get it further down, which isn't crazy. Sometimes, you know, it goes one way or the other. Sometimes Major League, as though the pitching is much better, they also stay inside the zone a little bit more. And if you're a chaser, you can swing and miss a lot more chasing minor league pitching than guys. We've seen hitters come up and be better at the major league level because the pitching in Major League Baseball is more around the plate. But still, he's going to strike out a lot. He's going to strike out 190 to 220 times, somewhere in there. But he's also going to hit possibly 30 to 40, 50 bombs. Like, that's the power he has. Plus, he's a great defensive outfielder. Are you willing to trade 10 years of that for half a season of Suarez? Do you have so little faith in the Yankees' ability to develop players that screw it, you'll trade everybody? Or do you, you know, want to hold on to these guys and only move them for bigger pieces with more control? Or, you know, because we all, Cashman hugs prospects. Do you want to hug them? Or do you want to trade them for a rental? Now, there's a lot of talk of Gallen or Kelly along with Suarez with the Diamondbacks and have a deal where you get multiple players for one team like they did in 07 with the White Sox when they got Dave Robertson, who is back in the news and is a free agent reliever, and there's some talk that the Yankees and both Mets are viewing him or looking at him. But they got Robertson, they got Canely, and they got Frazier to play third base. Is that the kind of move where you can get a couple of arms, a starting pitcher, and a third baseman from Arizona? Is that worthy of the one big prospect? I'm not giving both. Like, it's, I'm not look. If I had to make impact, I would rather make a major impact in the bullpen and maybe even in the rotation before third base. And I know that's crazy because I'm the first one to tell you when they lose, it's because they don't score enough runs. I'll be the first one to tell you when they lose in the postseason, almost exclusively dating back to the freaking 2001 World Series. Like, when they lose, it is typically because they don't score runs. But having said that, the offense, although some people want to call it a bully offense and not good against great pitching, whatever, like, Suarez is a home run hitter who, you know, doesn't have a great average either. Like, I just don't know. I feel like I'd rather have the impact in the pitching because I don't trust the bullpen at all. And the offense still does lead the American League in runs scored. Like, they have a pretty deep lineup. So I'd rather just improve a little bit, or at least, well, it's hard to improve only a little bit offensively from Peraza. I'd rather just get a solid major league hitter, not a great one, not someone who's got 34 home runs at the All-Star break, not the premier best possible hitter I could get. I'd rather just get a good solid hitter, or at least a major league level hitter, who could still play third base defense, get that minimal upgrade with minimal prospect return, and then go out and try and make bigger moves in the rotation and the bullpen with some of my bigger prospects. I feel like I'd rather do that, and I think that's where Cashman's leaning, but everything you hear is they're hot and heavy on Suarez, so we will see how they treat third base. Either way, they need upgrades in a bunch of different places, and they got to be willing to move some of these guys. You can't have Schlittler come up and throw one start and throw a couple hundred miles an hour pitches and go, that's it, off the table, and then scream that Brian Cashman prospects hugs. It's one or the other. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back. Spencer, Eric, we'll get to your calls in a little segment I like to call Rapid Fire Style. Sometimes it means something. Sometimes it means absolutely nothing. And we take the calls exactly the same way. It's up to you. You have to figure it out. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll be right back. For all of you who love to call me the Yankee shill, you have another thing to harp on me for. Apparently, Fliegelman walked in and said the last caller asked me about Nolan Arenado traded to the Mets. And I guess I missed that. We were talking about the Yankee trade, and Nolan Arenado has been so connected to the Yankees this entire season. I just assumed that that's what he meant, so I apologize to him. The Mets, look, again, not good enough offensively to really feel like it's an impact move. He's very good defensively, and no doubt, but again, we'll see where the Mets go, but Beatty's been pretty good defensively, not nearly as good as Nolan Arenado would be. Mauricio's been pretty damn good defensively. I just don't know if Nolan Arenado, if he was having a really good offensive season, maybe. But again, you're talking about committing another 2 years of Nolan Arenado to this Met team to play third base, and you don't know what you don't know what Vientos is yet. I still think they want to see what Beatty and Mauricio are. You got Acuna. Like, I don't know if I want to lock into a third baseman making $20-something million a year, $25 million a year over the next couple of years for this Met organization. Not at the decline that he has been in offensively. It doesn't make any sense for me. At the start of the year, I wanted it for the Yankees. I thought maybe they could eat some money. Right now, I don't think that would be the case, especially to make the Cardinals, who are, what, 4 games over .500, right in the thick of things here in the National League? Although I don't think they'll make it, and I'm sure they're open to selling certain guys. I don't think Nolan Arenado really works for either team right now. 888-808-1019, but let's get back to the call. Spencer in East Windsor. What's up, Spence?
Chris, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game proved last night that there is no All-Star Game like the Baseball All-Star Game. And what Stephen Kwan did in the ninth inning, boy, that kid has ice in his veins. I love it. It was a competitive game. The players do play with pride. I'm not saying that it's flawless. I didn't have any problems with the swing-off. Mm-hmm. Props to Kyle Schwarber. But, Chris, I mean, what was kind of odd to me is that, you know, during the player introductions, so many pitchers. It almost felt like a pitching showcase. Pitcher, 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 right field, pitcher, catcher, pitcher, pitcher. You know, I figure with all those pitchers, you know, how could they run out of pitchers? And, you know, maybe you can't, like, you know, put a 10th inning or an 11th inning of play. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The broadcast, I can't stand David Ortiz. The guy says nothing with any redeeming value. He is torture to listen to, and I'll be glad the day that he's taken off that pre- and post-game show. Love Alex Rodriguez. Derek Jeter, he's okay.
Yeah, those three in particular. The pre- and post with Burkhardt. Burkhardt does a great job, obviously. I think Jeter's okay. I agree with you that Alex is probably the most, he's the most experienced at it. He's been doing it longer than the other two, and he's probably the most insightful. I think Alex probably does the better job of the three, but I think it's okay. And it's, you know, listen, for a Yankee fan looking for nostalgia, that's, you know, 2004, 2003 with Poppy and the Yankees right there. I don't hate it. I'll tell you the truth. In this broadcast against, you know, the All-Star game, I didn't mind it so much. I hate the broadcast. I think Smoltz is... And I respect him. He's one of the great money pitchers of all time. He's terrible on the broadcast. And I disagree with him, and I guess I disagree with everybody. I thought Pete Alonso still had an opportunity to win the MVP. I don't know. I know Schwarber hit the 3 home runs. It's batting practice, man. They're throwing BP fastballs exactly where he wants to try and hit home runs. It's not easy to take 3 swings and hit 3 home runs. Granted, I get it. But it's easier than hitting one the other way off of a legitimate All-star pitcher. I don't know. But it was actually an exciting moment. I thought it was real done, well done. I just need the stars to be in it. I don't know why we have this epidemic of the best players in the leagues not wanting to be a part of it. Like, I saw a story that we were all complaining about this young pitcher from Milwaukee making the game after 5 starts. I heard Major League Baseball ask 7 or 8 different pitchers.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And nobody wanted to do it. Like, who doesn't want to go to the All-Star game? I mean, Judge and Ohtani, I know you guys want to get dressed. Judge was still there because I saw him in post-game interviews. He was dressed in street clothes, where you saw a lot of other post-game interviews still in uniform or just the All-Star game t-shirt that they had. Judge was in a collared shirt. He looked like he was showered and ready to go the second he was done with that interview. Like, you can't hang around and be a part of this when they asked you the day before. Because they picked these three guys the day before. Hey, if this goes to extra innings, we don't play extra innings. We have a home run kind of competition there at the end. You want to be a part of it? We picked three guys. Like, no, Ohtani says no? Judge says no? I don't want to do it? Like, I understand the home run derby, but you can't take three swings? Why do these guys not want to do any of this? Nobody wants to do the slam dunk contest. Nobody wants to play in the, no one wants to do the home run derby. Nobody wants to be a part of the All-Star game extras. Nobody wants to do anything. They want to walk the red carpet in their fancy suits. They want to have a great weekend and have some fun. They don't want to promote, they're not interested in promoting the game. A game that paid Ohtani $700 million, paid Judge $40 million a year. Be there in the biggest moments. Eric in Scarsdale. What's up, Eric?
Hey. Oh, my God. Wow. You just nailed everything I wanted to hit. I was hitting on.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, why? Why can't these guys compete anymore?
I don't
just
know.
Just show up.
And I get it. No one's asking, you know, professional football players to put on pads and, like, go. I get it. Nobody wants to get hurt. You do want a couple days off.
Now.
You still get a couple days off. You don't play until Friday. And even the home run derby, I get it. Like, I don't think you should have to. I don't think it's Judge's responsibility to do the home run derby every year. It'd be nice if he did it every three or four, and he hasn't done it since 17. It would be nice if he did it more than once and then never again. Like
I know the whole
pregame.
It ruined some guy's swings.
Yes,
David Wright, never all that crap.
Yeah, and when he did it in 17, he came back with a little bit of a sore shoulder. And kind of went into a funk right after the All-Star game. So I get it. And the home run derby, it's like 100-150 swings. And they have this clock on it. You try and get as many swings off as fast as you can. Like, I understand it. And it's not his responsibility to do it every year.
Yeah. It's a lot of torque on your body. And you're just launching all day.
This is three swings.
You're launching as fast as you can.
Yeah. This is three swings. And all you got to do is hang out for the entire game and then take three swings. Like, you can't do that? All you have to do is literally sit on the bench an entire baseball game and then maybe be asked to take three swings. and be yes. and sell your sport and have a moment where the best players do this. Like, I don't get it.
Yes. Now, hold on a second. I don't know who answers the phone there.
Well, Big Zoo today.
Who is it?
Big Zoo. Ed R. Zuman.
Oh, is it Big Zoo? Okay. I tell him something. I had called you, like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know how many months ago.
Mm-hmm.
My wife heard it, and she was like, I said, and she was, have I cut off?
All right, real quick. Come on. What'd your wife say about me?
I said, what do you order? What is the first thing you order at the steakhouse?
Wedge salad.
Salad.
Wedge salad, my man. You go to a steakhouse, you get the wedge salad. Everybody knows that. You get other things you want, steak fries, whatever. You get the wedge salad. You go to a nice, legit steakhouse, you get the wedge salad. Everybody knows that. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Big Zoo on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be with us the rest of the week as we take you through Thursday and Friday. A couple 5-hour midnight rides. I hope everybody enjoys the rest of your day. I'll catch you tomorrow at midnight. The warm-up show is next. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.